Okay, there we go. Good morning, everyone. Very, very warm welcome to today's pre-market trade plan live session, which is our opportunity to be as prepared as we can for today's trading opportunities. So I hope you're all keeping well. Great to have you with us. Really explosive trading session yesterday afternoon and early evening. We've actually seen markets move from resistance to resistance. If you look at the US equity markets, we're pretty close to those. So we still have to navigate a very, very important question. And that's really whether inflation in the US, consumer price index numbers in the US, are indeed actually making progress back to 2%. Is it really going to remain a little bit on the sticky side? So yesterday, the reason for the rally, and this is the problem with trading in August, and the problem with trading in August is that you generally find these markets move from news event to news event, and probably very little in between. So the next news event is the CPI numbers today, and it is really a problem for these markets if CPI remains sticky. Now, we'll have a look at the detail in just a little bit. So let's get into this morning's trading session. So if we can, of course, start with our risk warning. As always, just take a brief moment to familiarize yourself with our risk warning currently up on screen. And just as a quick introduction then, all profitable traders need to consider which markets to trade. So trade selection is an important consideration. And then looking at strategy, where you're entering and exiting these markets, how are you managing risk, trade management, and trade psychology, all very important elements. In fact, last night we had our our monthly live education webinar, which is about trading psychology, which hopefully many found it quite interesting. So I hope you were able to join us last night. We address these considerations every day in our live trade room from a practical perspective, and we're strong advocates of being consistent in our approach, accurate with the levels we use, disciplined with our capital, and of course be patient as well when we need. Right, so let's discuss some of the market movers. So yesterday's market move was really down to these PPI numbers coming in lower than expected, and significantly lower. The core PPI coming in significantly lower, 30 basis points lower, whereas only 10 basis points on the headline PPI number. And these are month on month, coming in slightly lower year on year as well, from 2.3 to 2.2. So inflationary conditions for producers, which would support Fed rate cuts. And that's really what's kind of driving the market sentiment. So what did we see as a result? We saw a very, very significant rally. We were talking about levels of potential resistance yesterday, which prices rallied through those particular levels. And we were probably likely to get a little bit more upside as we roll into this news event. So a really bullish day yesterday. We'll have a look at the pre-markets again in the European live trading mentorship room. So hopefully you can join us for that shortly. So Wednesday, the 14th of August. So overnight, we had a surprise 25 basis point move from the RBNZ. We were at 5.5. They've lowered rates to 5.25. Now, it's a bit of a surprise. And as we know, when a central bank increases interest rates, it's positive for the currency. And when they decrease interest rates, it's negative for the currency. So is that playing out for the New Zealand dollar, for example? The answer is yes, it is. So it's negative for the New Zealand. We had a bit of a surprising rally again around resistance yesterday. Strong, strong rally. And then overnight during the Asian session, a pretty massive reversal. and let's see how that's impacted the Aussie. Not quite impacted the Aussie just yet, but major rollover for the New Zealand dollar as a result of this particular news event. So the news event is a bit of a surprise for markets, and the New Zealand is certainly or has reacted pretty much in line with expectations. It's what you would expect to be the case. So UK CPI, you'd have to say it's just coming in marginally softer than expectations. It's still slightly elevated year on year, but it's not as elevated as the market was anticipating. Core CPI coming in slightly lower, previously 3.5, coming in 3.3. PPI inputs are looking a little bit more positive than perhaps was expected. And RPI year on year is coming in above expectations. So it's a variation of the CPI number, and that's coming in, well, considerably higher actually, but I suppose the headline number is what you'll read about and hear about. And that's coming in slightly lower than what was expected. So today now is really all about US inflation. And we spoke about how sticky this number has been. And for us, if it remains sticky, if it comes in 3%, 3.1, 3.2, then that's a sticky inflation number, and we'll probably see a reversal of yesterday's moves. If it comes in 2.9, 2.8, 2.7, then we'll probably see some continuation of yesterday's moves. And it's that linear. It's not overly complicated. And the problem is, what we will get between now and then is questionable. We've seen most of the move yesterday. Now these traders have a decision to make. They know and they understand that we are 5 hours away from CPI, where if it came in at 3.1, we'd probably get a really aggressive reversal. So what would you do with your capital in a dynamic like that? You'd probably sit on the sidelines and wait to see whether you need to either pull the trigger and further put your money to work, or perhaps cut those trades and get out of them and book in profit on yesterday's moves. So it's a difficult dynamic, really, for the commitment of others, let's put it like that. So that's the major focus for the day, really. And that can be the expectation. So looking at these markets then, so there's the potential for some further upside for the S&P and the NASDAQ. It's a short-lived trade. We've seen very little follow through. And this is not that usual. Like nearly 8 hours into the trading day. We had a massive move yesterday and we're just getting a little bit of slightly elevated, but it's really, there's no sort of continuation there. Pretty much like this, we saw a really strong bounce and then we just saw a little bit of upside, but really grinding in nature. No real follow through. You're not seeing a series of positive moves, and 8 hours into the trading day already. And in fact, more than that, actually, because the US markets close at 10 p.m. and the Australasia markets open at 10 p.m. So you're looking at close to 10 hours. We've done very, very little follow through. That's the concern. Perhaps there's an expectation that we might get a move outside the AI rally. So a little bit of a bounce yesterday, pretty much across the board. German DAX as well. All of these markets, well, not all of them, but some of them are pulling back. We said yesterday if we could rally a little bit higher, there might be opportunities to sell at these higher prices. Same dynamic for the CAC. If we could even pull back into the 7,400s, there'd be a decent opportunity to start selling. Same with the DAX. If we rallied just perhaps a little bit higher, ran into the 200 period moving average, then there might be an opportunity to start selling. The yen is an interesting one. We're in a 2-4-5 day sideways moving pattern, very similar to the euro dollar. Actually, for 5 days, we were in that little sideways pattern there. And it looks like we could get that yen weakness trade kicking in. And the pound dollar is showing signs of upside, but it's quite limited. So let's have a look at the dollar then. So yesterday we were able to rally up to 110, 109.99. So that's the 110 level. We failed to break through it already. So when if it does rally a little bit higher, we know there's a lot of resistance around 110. But let's see if there is the momentum in the euro to really break that level. And if so, perhaps the trade might be the euro yen, which looks like it's beginning to set up now. Okay, so a bit of dollar weakness against the euro and euro strength, of course, a bit of dollar strength against the pound, a bit of dollar strength against the yen. Not really much going on against the Swiss franc, the dollar CAD. We ended up rolling over to the downside again. So will we get a little bit of a bounce, potential dollar strength there? But dollar weakness against the Aussie and dollar strength against the New Zealand. So just with that alone, there's a mixed bag for the dollar. There's no sort of clear strength or clear resistance. But weakness in the yen is definitely one worth looking for. Commodities, crude oil actually has a few issues to address. Yesterday, or should I say the day before yesterday, really, really strong rally into resistance. And yesterday we started to see a bit of a sell-off. So, you know, we've mentioned many, many times that we are structurally still quite bearish crude oil. And now we're up at $77. We rallied up to $78. So we're looking for the potential for a sell trade. But the backdrop is a little bit more complicated. We have a weaker China. But we also have an OPEC, which are increasing supply. So just probably need to reconcile that just a little bit. But price action-wise, we've rallied into resistance. Yesterday, we saw some weakness. So will we get further weakness today is the question we'll ask. And we're up at all-time highs pretty much for gold. So let's do our trade plan then. So it's mixed. So let's add, so it's risk on stroke. So there's certainly mixed aspects to these markets. There is the dollar. There's a lack of clarity on the dollar side of things, and we know that these markets are going to react significantly. So please note today's US okay. So we can probably expect some considerable volatility today off the back of the CPI. And like I said, the decision making is linear. if inflation comes in sticky or actually higher than expected, expect the complete reversal of yesterday's moves. However, if it comes in 2.9, 2.8, 2.7, then probably expect further upside. And that's unfortunately kind of where we're at. So we can look for further indices strength. It's a little bit more short term prior to this CPI event. Yen weakness. Elsewhere, we want to keep our options open. There's an opportunity to probably sell. Crude oil, we'll take today's low, 76.78. So we go crude oil. So below 76.78 for so indices higher. Okay, just to clarify, we've got a bit of a mixed dollar going into today's CPI numbers. So this is our trade plan then. So we broadly have kind of this risk on trade from yesterday. There is slightly mixed market dynamics beneath that because the inflation number is likely to be fairly influential in this respect. Sorry, let me get this up on screen for you. Sorry, apologies. There we go. So that's our trade plan for today. I'm going to post it into the chat box. If you've got any questions, feel free to post them. We've got a risk on stroke mixed market condition really to deal with. We can certainly expect further indice strength short term. We can expect that yen to continue to weaken, perhaps more so something like the euro yen. The euro is quite strong, the yen's quite weak. Crude oil looking to sell below 76.78. And just to clarify, really, we've got a mixed dollar going into today's CPI numbers. And we will probably get a decent market reaction off the dollar off the back of those numbers. So be prepared. Please note today's US CPI inflation numbers are likely. Numbers. So the news event is likely to be an extremely volatile So it's because of that linear or that binary decision-making around US CPI. If it's coming back to Fed, then the Fed can start cutting. If it doesn't come back quickly enough, then the markets might panic again and think that the Fed might have to start cutting in order to, for the wrong reasons rather than for the right reasons. Okay, so listen, on that note, guys, excuse me, thanks very much for joining us. In terms of the narrative, we've got this lower inflation type narrative, this risk on indices higher, a bit of a question mark over the dollar. But we've certainly seen a little bit of weakening or a bit of weakness in the bond markets again over the last couple of days. So some of these aspects are kind of fitting in. We're seeing a bit of upside in, across the tech story, the soft landing is in focus. So we do have this sort of mild risk on market narrative going into these CPI numbers. All right, and guys, on that note, listen, that just about concludes this session. So we'll switch over to our European live trading room in just a minute or two. So if you can join us for that, fantastic. If you are interested in learning how to trade, you can access one of our discounted live trading and education bundles on our website, starting from just $59 a calendar month. For more information, just go to thelivetraderoom.com and we will feel free to connect with us if you do have any questions through our website if you need. Right, great stuff. On that note, guys, listen, thanks very much for joining us. Take care. We'll speak to you soon. All the best. Bye for now.